This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. In this hour, we're going to be talking to, in the next segment actually coming up, we're going to be talking to Brad Dacus. He is the founder and president of the Pacific Justice Institute, and we're going to be talking to him about the attempt by the city of San Diego to ban the term founding fathers. And of course, after he sent them a letter and it got some exposure in the press, everybody was absolutely amazed. And here we are just before President's Day, and the city of San Diego, out of political correctness, is going to ban the term founding fathers. So we're going to talk to him about the victory, because they backed down when they people shined the light on that absurdity. But we're going to just talk about political correctness in general. Also, his institute defends religious liberties and parental rights. So we're going to talk to him about other issues involving that as well. Now, as I was talking about before we went to the break, Hillary Clinton's emails that were obtained by a Freedom of Request action with Gawker showed that they were blackmailing journalists, telling them, we'll give you access, we'll give you advanced transcripts so that you can get a scoop on other people, but we're going to tell you how to describe the speech. Pretty amazing. I think it's things like that that Hillary Clinton is fighting so hard to cover up with this email scandal. But then there's another story that was very interesting. This is from Jerome Corsi at WND. He says the Sanders ground game is being led by the Soros garbage man. This is somebody that's worked for George Soros. It's somebody that George W. Bush called the garbage man, and that has nothing to do with garbage. It's just the Bushes. You got to understand, it's not going to make any sense. It's just their inarticulate rage. Jeb has the same problem. But anyway, he hacked Bush's 2000 presidential campaign website, so W called him the garbage man. This guy's name is Zach Exley. What I found was interesting on this is that Bernie Sanders, who's put out there as Mr. Squeaky Clean, he would never do anything dirty, he's hired this labor union organizer and computer hacker to run his ground game, okay? And here's where it also gets even more interesting. Many within the Clinton camp suspect that this guy, this hacker, Zach Exley, is connected to the international network of computer hackers that exposed Clinton's private email server in 2013. This is where it all began. So now Sanders has hired the guy who made her private email server public and hacked into it and put this stuff out here and started the whole ball rolling. How about that? Isn't that interesting? Mr. Simon and Garfunkel has hired this guy here. Anyway, looking at some of the other things that are coming out of the election campaign, we see that Rupert Murdoch, very angry at Chris Christie. He calls him a suicide bomber. He said, Chris Christie, suicide bomber. He tweeted this out. He damages the victim while blowing himself up. Ooh, I guess he's a terrorist. I guess we should lock up Chris Christie because Rupert Murdoch calls him a suicide bomber terrorist. Actually, you know what he did was he just blew up Fox News' favorite wind-up toy, Marco Roboto. And as we look at them heading towards South Carolina, it's pretty interesting looking at the various headlines. We've got Rubio attacking Trump, Trump attacking Jeb, Jeb attacking Rubio. I mean, it's like they're circling the guns. They're firing at each other. It is going to get pretty rough in South Carolina. And South Carolina has a very rough heritage when it comes to dirty tricks. It's the land of dirty tricks. There's an article that was up on the Drudge Report earlier from Politico warning the dirty tricks are about to start. They point out that the Charleston Post and Courier has set up a Whisperer campaign. It's a digital tool that begs the public to help to keep tabs on the coming blizzard of dirty tricks. They know it's going to be happening in South Carolina because, look, here we got things like Remember when John McCain, just before the election, they did these push telephone polls telling everybody he had an illegitimate child? Then they had the bogus Mitt Romney Christmas cards with controversial quotes from the Book of Mormon. Okay, you have flyers dropped on people's doorsteps telling them to vote on the wrong day. That's South Carolina. That's Lindsey Graham land. That's Jeb Bush's good buddy, Lindsey Graham. That's the way they play ball down there. It's going to get really nasty. A lot of ad hominem attacks.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistles, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in this segment, we're going to be joined by Brad Dacus. He's the founder and president of the Pacific Justice Institute. He's been the legislative assistant to U.S. Senator Phil Graham, graduate of the Texas Law School here. And now he is working to defend religious liberty and parental rights. So his efforts to stop the banishing of the term founding fathers in San Diego just came out the last couple of days, and they had a victory on this. So I wanted to talk to him about that, about the other things that he works on with religious liberties and parental rights. And let me break down the story for you real quickly as before we get him on. It was reported by WND, I think they were the first ones to break this a couple of days ago, that the city of San Diego had put out a new guidelines for their employees saying that you can't utter the phrase founding fathers. They had a lot of other things in their bias-free language guide. They had things like the common man, mankind, man-made, man up. Those are things that they had in their manual. Can I say that? Can I say manual? I don't know. It's got the word man in it. And they said that this was their bias-free language. Let me tell you something. They've got a bias problem themselves. They seem to be obsessed with the term man, anything that is masculine. So let's get the comments from Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute, who fired off a letter, and we got some results from that. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Dacus.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex. Thanks for the opportunity.
We had Alex isn't here. I'm David, but it was interesting when you talked about this. You said if you can't utter the phrase founding fathers without losing your job when you work for the government, it's a sad day for free speech. And, of course, their timing was extremely bad as well, coming just a couple of days before President's Day.
Yeah, this is terrible timing. You know, here we're about to recognize the founding fathers and for the sacrifice that they put forth so we have our constitutional freedoms and our constitutional rights, like the First Amendment, free speech. And at the same time here, they're coming down with this kind of policies to prohibitions of speech, including the term founding fathers. You know, of course, we at Pacific Justice, we saw this for what it was. We sent a demand letter to the city, and we're glad that they have rescinded that prohibition on mentioning the term founding fathers. That's good. But as you alluded to,
it's amazing that you've got to do that, right? You wouldn't think it's kind of insane that you would have to send them a letter and say, you know what, you shouldn't try to ban the term founding fathers. But that's the kind of insane society that we live in now, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, there's more than 1,500 court decisions. And the phrase founding fathers has been mentioned, and it's treated like it's some kind of a cuss word is really I don't know how to say it, twisted, and yet this was being implemented. This wasn't just a hypothetical idea.
Yeah.
This was in writing, and that the directive was given to all employees, and if they didn't comply, they could lose their job.
That's right. That was in their manual. Did it have a different term for the term manual? Because that I find that offensive. It's got the term man in it. I mean, haven't they come up with a gender-neutral term for manual?
That's interesting. I see the hypocrisy right there. It's very ironic.
Man-made, man-up, mankind. They can't talk about any of that stuff. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. And also, I think people need to understand as far as, rationally why it makes no sense. Is if they look at the Webster's dictionary and how these words are defined, they're not defined in the sense of exclusively to one gender or the other.
Yeah.
They never have been. And yet they're trying to read something into a word that's not there. So it's really a sort of an obsession. It's almost a, something I think that maybe counseling is needed.
Quite clearly is an obsession, and it is a political tool. I mean, we just saw this last week. We had Gloria Steinem, we had Madeleine Albright come out and do Ann Taylor Fleming, writing for Reuters, said was vote shaming, slut shaming, and said that it was essentially the same thing, saying if you don't support Hillary Clinton, you're not a real feminist, you have betrayed women and so forth and so on, and make all kinds of insinuations about people supporting Bernie Sanders because they wanted to get dates with young boys, things like that. I mean, just shaming them over their political choice within the Democrat Party. It is a political tactic. It is a tool used to control people, and we need to understand that. I mean, it's not an idiotic obsession. John Cleese was talking about how you could no longer criticize anybody, and it was a shame because that's the essence of comedy. Comedy is always going to have some kind of implied criticism with people. And he said, you know, there's kind of a psychological condition about it, but it's not just a psychological condition. It is a tool of social control. It is a tool of kind of a Marxist tool of social control, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. If government can control the speech of man and women, if government can control this, they control what we think. If they can control what we speak, they can control what we think. and our programs. You know, I've read the book 1984. I never thought we'd become as close as we are today to that book. And yet that kind of control is what we see taking place. But like, you know, like the city of San Diego trying to implement this outrageous policy. And it's pages and pages of control with regard to what can be said and what can't be. I think a policy addressing harassment, that's fine, where you're deliberately saying something to someone to put them down. Fine. But when we get just so obsessive about this, this kind of, I don't know how you describe it, thinking that individuals can't say words because of a meaning that someone else has that they never intended, that's really a very sick part of our society.
You know, I thought it was interesting, Mr. Dacus, when they came back and you wrote them the letter and said, you know, essentially pointing this out to the mayor, and the mayor said, oh, yes, I really don't support that. We're not going to do that. And then they had a spokesperson, city spokeswoman Katie Keach, said, no employee has ever been disciplined for referencing our founding fathers, and no one ever will. But then why would they put out this bias-free manual if they didn't intend to do that? I mean, that begs the whole issue. They're pretending as if this never happened because they got caught on it. They got called on it.
Right, right. It's in black and white.
Yeah.
The prohibition regarding founding fathers, it's in black and white on their letterhead. You know, they're trying to they see some pushback. I'm glad there's pushback, but that just shows you why we need to be very sensitive to call it out when we see it. Otherwise, this would have been implemented, and with regard to all the employees working for the city of San Diego, that's very disturbing.
Yeah, and it's a very large group of people. Let's talk about kids now as well, because I noticed that one of the things that you do at the Pacific Justice Institute, you say you defend religious liberties and parental rights. You mentioned Orwell, and we do live in an increasingly Orwellian world. There was an article by New American, Big Brother is seeking to get into your child's head, literally, and they point out an article from Education Week where they're advocating the idea that U.S. Department of Education and other federal agencies would use emerging technologies to monitor and track everything from a child's mindset to their attitudes, to their emotions, to their cognitive processes, all under the pretext of educating them. Of course, they're going to target all these emotions, processes, mindsets, map their personality traits, and keep track of that. I mean, that is about as Orwellian as it gets. Your comments.
Yeah, when people first hear that, their first reaction is usually like, okay, this is just some kind of conspiracy thing. It's you know, no, it is not a conspiracy thing. It's right. It's laid out for implementation, and it's some are using it as a part of Common Core and that whole big picture, if you will. It's very real. I know that, you know, personally, I was in court about 15 years ago in the state of California. He gets four judges to grant injunctions against the state of California to protect parents wanting to opt their children out of a new test that delves into the psychology and the psyche of kids, and it would be reviewed by everyone and would have the access, would be accessible to social workers to determine which children they needed to focus on, which families they needed to hone in on in terms of the mental well-being of a child. It was so dangerous that we got four separate judges to grant injunctions. That was about 15 years ago, but now we see something even much greater in terms of danger being implemented on an institutional basis from K through 12. That's very serious.
You know, and that's the interesting thing, too, is that the government wants to dismiss any concerns that we would have about mapping and tracking and manipulating our children psychologically and otherwise. They want to dismiss that as paranoid, and yet it's the government itself that is paranoid. It's the government itself that wants to know everything about everyone and to record that. I mean, the biggest area of intelligence that's growing, James Clapper's been involved with for a long time, is geospatial intelligence. And part of that is to map the human domain. We've been talking about this since Operation Jade Helm. Human domain analytics, they want to go in and map people's religious beliefs, their political beliefs, look at their activity, and keep track of that, map that out, so they know everything that everyone is doing. I mean, if that's not paranoid and over the top, nothing is. And that's the reality of this. I mean, they want to say that people who are concerned about that, that we're the paranoid ones. No, it's the government that is paranoid. It's the government that has to know and control everyone.
Exactly. And we've seen that being implemented through public education, training teachers on how to placate religious people, how to identify students who come from intolerant families.
Hold it right there, Mr. Dacus. We got to take a commercial break. We're going to come right back with Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to talk to him about some of the other cases that he's on. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself.
Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Brad Dacus. He is the founder and president of the Pacific Justice Institute. And he saw that the city of San Diego, put out a new manual, and I hesitate to use that word because they're trying to purge the term man out of everything. They wanted to purge the term founding fathers. So he sent them a letter, and they backed down. You know, when you shine daylight on these people, they will back down from the absurdity, but they just keep coming. So in this segment, I want to ask Mr. Dacus about some of the other cases that he's involved with. He defends the religious liberties and parental rights with the Pacific Justice Institute. Mr. Dacus, tell us about some of the other cases that you've been involved in recently here.
Oh, sure, you bet. Right now, we're defending a church in San Francisco that is being sued because the gentleman who heard one of the messages didn't like the content. He's also suing because the church registers voters, and he doesn't like that either. So he's trying to clamp down on churches. We at Pacific Justice Institute have defended lots of churches and synagogues who, when they're being threatened from being able to build somewhere, grow somewhere, we see the number one curtailment of church growth in America today is not lack of members or money, but it's actually local government saying, we don't want you anywhere. And that's something that we're really addressing firmly. We had a big Ninth Circuit victory not too long ago.
Yeah, I've seen that many times. I mean, we look at these cases of eminent domain for private use. In most of these cases that I've noticed, they typically go after a church because they feel like they're easy pickings. Like I remember a case out in California where they had a church and they wanted to take their property, take them off the property and give it to Costco. And of course, the justification was what we always see with these Kelo v. London type cases, saying, well, Costco can generate more tax revenue than the church can. Well, quite obviously they can because the church isn't being taxed. But nevertheless, they become the targets of these eminent domain cases.
Oh, exactly. And it's a real atrocity to religious freedom and equal treatment. Another classic example of violation of the rights of individuals and a true free libertarian society is a law in California, and that is actually going into effect also in Illinois and New Jersey. Actually, Governor of New Jersey signed some law, and what it does is it bans anyone under the age of 18 who's struggling with same-sex attraction or gender identity dysphoria. It prohibits them from getting any kind of counseling that in any way does not affirm their present mental state or in condition.
Hmm.
So
And Chris Christie supported that.
Yeah, Chris Christie signed that into law, and along with the governor of Illinois and the governor, of course, of California, we're the first to do that. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute have filed a lawsuit to defend the rights of counselors, licensed psychologists, to be able to meet the individual needs of their individual clients who wish to have that kind of counseling in alignment with their beliefs and their faith.
It's amazing that the government would think that they should interject themselves into a medical issue, into a family issue like that, especially for a minor.
Right, exactly. And unfortunately, the other states are very tolerant and let parents and families and individuals get the kind of counseling that they feel they need and is warranted based on the individual needs of that client. But it's just a very heavy-handed control that is very intimidating. Another area of control we're dealing with, we're litigating, is dealing with boys being required to be able to go into girls' locker rooms and shower with the girls in all public schools, junior high schools in California. And of course, they're trying to address gender identity dysphoria. If a boy feels like inside, he feels like he's a girl, saying, okay, then he can not just have a separate place to shower and change, but actually use the locker room and the showers at the same time as the opposite biological sex,
totally
wow. Disregarding the privacy rights of these 13, 14-year-old girls and the implications. It's very, very twisted. And once again, it's the big heavy hand of state government pouncing. And now it's become a federal issue. The Obama administration with the Department of Justice, the Department of Education are sending notices out to schools saying, you have to do this or risk losing federal money. So
wow. It
is It really very
yeah, it's not just Big Brother, it is Brave New World conditioning as well. And that's really what we understand.
Exactly.
It is a mixture. You know, it seems like the people on top, the people who push back against something, they get the Big Brother treatment. They get the constant surveillance. They get the intimidation. But most of the rest of the people are getting this kind of brave new world conditioning. And, of course, it focuses on that kind of sexualization to keep them subdued, to keep them confused. You've got your hands full being on the Pacific West Coast because that's where things are so crazy. We're talking to Brad Dacus. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Dacus. Pacific Justice Institute, you can find them at pji.org. Thank you so much for the work that you do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastic that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Enfroplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Enfroplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Enfroplex and Supermel Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this February 11th, 2016. I'm David Knight, and we have just, we've got it up on InfoWars.com. Story, the last of the four people who were at the wildlife refuge there in the Oregon standoff has now peacefully surrendered. We're glad to see that happen. It appeared that he was suicidal, but now he has surrendered peacefully. I'm glad to see that peacefully resolved. They now need to take that into the courts because I feel these people do not deserve to be arrested. I think they were exercising their free speech rights to protest. And now we will have that discussion in the courts. I'm glad no one else has been killed. If you want to call in and talk about the news that we've been talking about today, I'll give you that number. It's 800-259-9231. I'm going to take some of your calls. Before I go to the calls, I want to let you know about some of the specials that we have today. We have a 24-hour flash sale on storable food. Our InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods flash sale is going to be one day only, 30 to 40% off. a huge savings. And if you get more than $50 or more, you get free shipping. 30 to 40% off plus free shipping on storable foods. That's a huge saving because that's one of our heaviest items to ship. This is USA ingredients packaged exclusively in the USA. Everything from the tote to the packaging to the food, everything is made in the USA. You can get balanced kits with breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks. Order a 3-month or greater for the most variety in packages here. And all packaging has a built-in Ziploc, so nothing goes to waste. So for a limited time, only take advantage of this 24-hour flash sale. Get 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have extended for one more day the sale on Anthroplex. This is our introductory sale on Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulation that works synergistically with Super Male Vitality. If you get those two together, Super Male Vitality and Anthroplex, you get them for 15% off and free shipping. Well, that was going to end yesterday. We did end the sale on Silver Bullet. We extended the introductory sale on Anthroplex for one more day. Get Anthroplex, Super Male Vitality together, 15% off, and free shipping. That definitely ends tonight. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as we look at some of the political news, we were just talking to Brad Dacus with the Pacific Justice Institute about the efforts by the city of San Diego to shut down the term founding fathers, also things like man-made, mankind. They didn't go after Manuel, okay, because the manual that they had was a bias-free manual. That was what was so amazing. Their bias was so obvious. They cannot abide any male terms to be used anywhere. But they wanted to change founding fathers to founders. And so his organization sent a letter to them. They went public to the press. It got a lot of exposure. And the city of San Diego backed down. And said, no, we never really meant it. We weren't going to do anything to anybody. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's why you put the manual out to do that. That's one of the things that Donald Trump has brought to this campaign, and we had an article about that yesterday, about a campaign aide for the Trump campaign said that Trump has single-handedly brought back freedom of speech. Well, he's done a lot for it. We're not there yet. It's going to be a continuous battle, but it is great to have somebody essentially say, no, you know what, we're not going to play that game. Remember way back, I think it was back in August, there was an exchange between Donald Trump and a reporter. And the reporter called him out on the term anchor baby. He says, are you aware that the term anchor baby is an offensive term? And I guess maybe he could have said, you mean like Marco Rubio? Well, he didn't say that. He said, you mean it's not politically correct, yet everybody uses it, said Trump. You know what? You give me a different term. And the guy came back and he says, the American-born childs, that's the way he put it, of undocumented immigrants. And Trump said, you want me to say that? Okay, I think I'll use the term anchor baby. That's the way we need to respond to this. You want me to use the term founders? I can't say founding fathers. No, I think I'll say founding fathers. You're not going to stop me from saying that. It's the kind of thing that I think that has some value in the campaign. And of course, one other thing I want to say about the political landscape here before we go to your calls. Oh, two things. I got this article here about Jeb Bush. You know, Jeb Bush, his big victory was that he finished in fourth place, so he's been telling everybody, I'm not dead. I'm not dead yet. Okay? Well, he may not be dead yet, but he may become dead broke if he keeps spending money like he did in New Hampshire. He spent $1,100 per vote. $1,100 per vote. In contrast, Donald Trump spent $37 per vote in New Hampshire. You know, Richard Reeves was here yesterday, our reporter who's been on site in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's going to South Carolina. And he was talking about retail versus wholesale politics. Retail versus wholesale politics. This is a good example, okay? Now, what he really meant by that was wholesale politics, you're addressing people with broadcast media, or you're addressing people in massive rallies like Donald Trump did. Retail politics, you're going door to door, you're going to this diner, you're going to that business, you're shaking hands. That's what people do in Iowa and New Hampshire. But really, this is retail versus wholesale. I mean, Donald Trump got it for wholesale. He got it $37 a vote, and Jeb Bush spent over $1,000 a vote. Ted Cruz got it even cheaper, they say, $18 a vote. This is how it kind of broke down. It's interesting. Chris Christie spent $887 per vote. Yeah, he basically spent all of his time, all of his money in New Hampshire. He couldn't get it through, so he's dropped out. Rubio, $513 per voter in New Hampshire. Kasich, $272 per voter. Carly Fiorina, $156 per voter. She dropped out. Carson spent just $89 per voter. So that's interesting. The other thing that I thought was interesting out of the stack of political stuff here was Marco Rubio's campaign is now talking a lot about a brokered convention. That's really where he is putting his hope. He says, according to his campaign manager, Terry Sullivan, he said, yeah, this week's performance in New Hampshire was very disappointing, but we're going to extend the fight for another 3 weeks or 3 months or more. He said, we could very easily be looking at May or at the convention. I wouldn't be surprised if it's May or the convention, they continue to say. So they're looking for a brokered convention because that's where they can really push their advantage with the establishment candidates. Just like I pointed out before, you know, these people in the Democrat Party, they think they love socialism. Well, here's an example of how socialism works, straight out of Animal Farm, you know, because some socialists are more equal than others. Bernie Sanders, 150,000 votes, he got 15 delegates. Hillary Clinton got the same number of delegates. As a matter of fact, she started back in November with 15% of the delegates she needed for the nomination. She had over 440 delegates back in November. Bernie Sanders had 30. She had 62% of the superdelegates. He had only 1%. So think about that, folks. All these people who voted for Bernie Sanders, he didn't get any superdelegates in New Hampshire. He had to have 10,000 of the unequal animals on the animal farm vote for him. Okay, so 10,000 of his socialist voters equals one of the party apparatchik. How's that for crony socialism? You really want socialism? You really want everything to be decided by government votes? That's the way they're going to skew this. Let's go to Cash in Missouri. You want to talk about Oregon? Cash, go ahead.
Hey, David. You know, I've heard you talk several times about jury nullification, and that's one very powerful thing that we have. There's also one thing I think that's even more powerful that I've been looking into and studying a little bit lately, and that's getting back to common law courts, getting away from the statutory courts, which is just totally fraudulent color of law. And there's an organization out there that I would really like for you or, to, you know, maybe somebody there within your organization to look into. It's the NationalLibertyAlliance.org is the website. They've been going for 31 months now. They've actually been filing quo warranto and habeas corpus papers in common law court, and they're actually having victories. They're actually had some cases where judges, once these papers were presented to them, actually resigned the next day. They know how much fraud that there is there. They know how much, if we the people wake up enough, that they are done.
And that's the key. You know, I mean, when you look at this, a lot of this is a bluff. A lot of it are lies. And you go back to jury nullification and talk about that for a moment. When the judges come in and say, you don't have the right to look at, to judge the law. You may not agree with this law, but if I show you by the facts of this case that this person did X, then you need to find them guilty, no matter if you think that the penalty is excessive or whatever. That is not the law. That is not what juries are for. Now, as you're pointing out with these common law courts, I think if you go in and you do that, understand that a lot of times the judges or the, you know, the police force just going to say, yeah, we're not going to listen to that. Sit down, shut up, I'm going to lock you up right now. Sometimes it doesn't work. Oftentimes it doesn't work. And they do the same thing with jury nullification. I mean, we had the case of the New Jersey weed man. This is a guy who was a marijuana activist from the West Coast. He went to Chris Christie's New Jersey. They busted him. He's a medical marijuana patient. He had a huge amount of marijuana. He had like a pound of marijuana. And so they were going to come after him for very serious crimes for distribution. He used jury nullification, represented himself because a lawyer won't represent you. So he said, I'm going to represent myself. It's in the state constitution of New Jersey that the jurors have the right and the duty to judge the law as well as the facts of the case. He says, I know that more than half the people here think that marijuana ought to be legalized. So he did that. The first judge says, take that out. He put up a thing that was clipped out of the New Jersey Constitution. The first judge told him, put that down. I'm going to throw you in jail for contempt of court. So he put it down. But he got a hung jury. He had seven people vote for acquittal, but they came after him again. The second time, he got a different judge, and that judge let him leave that up. Let him leave up the clause in the New Jersey Constitution talking about jury nullification. He was acquitted 12-0, and they couldn't come after him again. And so that's the thing. I mean, you're really kind of rolling the dice. So there is a huge educational issue that we have to do. Understand that, you know, there is a lot of bluff. There's a lot of illegal activity that's going on by the judges. But the same guys who will lie to you and who will intimidate you will also lock you up without giving you due process. So you have to take you have to make that judgment. And it is something that is very difficult to judge. That's why it really is an educational issue. Thank you so much, Cash. Let's go to Kevin in California. Kevin.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the whole Cliven Bundy thing, I grew up in Vegas, about an hour north of Vegas. It's where a little further. It's all about the water. They're trying.
Yeah.
Vegas is drying up. So the population has gone from maybe 200,000 to over 2 million in about 40 years. So I think you're overreacting about seizing his land, but it's just Vegas is in desperation to find water.
Well, it's not simply about the water. If you think it's about the water, then you're missing a lot of things. There are mineral rights that are there that they're trying to get people out of. And it's not happening just in Nevada. If it was just happening in Nevada, yeah, I would agree with you. Maybe it is just the water. It's happening in Arizona. It's happening in Oregon with the miners, okay? It's not even just with this family, the Hammonds. I mean, that wasn't about water. They were taking the Hammonds out, taking them, shutting down their farm because they want to take over their land. Their land was checkerboarded with the national parks lands, and they wanted to get all of their land. I've seen this used against people bringing up false marijuana charges for a guy in California about 25 years ago, taking him out because they wanted his property. Again, it's a kind of eminent domain thing, but they thought, well, we really don't want to pay him any money, so why don't we set him up for marijuana charges? They put in a SWAT team, surprised him. He came down the stairway with a gun in his hand. They shot and killed him. Then they took his land. We see this type of thing happening all the time. They're going to take the Hammonds' land because they accuse them of being arsonists and terrorists. What's going on in Nevada? What's going on in Arizona? What's going on in most of these places is part of something called Agenda 21. You need to look at that. You need to understand what's going on with that. You need to understand they want people, everyone, off of the land. They want to concentrate everyone into the cities. There's also another aspect of this that you can see with what John McCain did in Arizona. What he did there was they took a park, Tonto National Park. It's something that's being used as a national park. It has people have mineral resources there. They have grazing rights there. They have water rights there. They have a lot of different rights. The Indians have this as a sacred area to them, the Apache Indians. It is also an historical area to them, and it's a recreational area, all of those things. And yet, John McCain got this turned over to a British corporation who is going to mine it for copper. And they're going to mine it in a way that it's going to leave it in a one giant crater that is visible from space very easily. So you have to understand what they want to do is they want to get everyone off the land. Then these senators, these powerful senators like John McCain and Harry Reid, can turn this over to the Chinese or to the British or whatever. They can cut their deal with these multinational corporations. That's really the end game. It's not just as simple as saying we need the water. They were playing games with the desert tortoise in Nevada. There used to be over 50 ranchers in that area. The Bundy family is the last rancher standing there. They said, we got to get your cattle off the land because of the desert tortoise. And it's Clive and Bundy and the rest of the ranchers that we talked to who had been driven off. They drove off the other 50-some-odd ranchers. They all said, we used to have cattle all over the place, and we used to have desert tortoise all over the place. Now you don't see either one. And he had some people saying, yeah, they had a synergistic relationship there with them. The desert tortoise could get moisture from the feces of the cattle that were there grazing on the land. The BLM came in, said, yeah, they're an endangered species. They took 1,200 of these desert tortoise, took them under their control, and then said, hey, we don't have the budget to feed them. So they euthanized 1,200 of these endangered species. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about all these different issues. It's a very big issue. And underneath all of that is the issue that under the Constitution, the federal government should not own any of this land. All of this land should have been turned over to the states for their management, for whatever they were going to do with it, should have been turned over at the time these states, and they became states, these territories became states. That's what happened on the East Coast. But after the Civil War, we operated under a very different set of rules. Let's go to Damien in Arizona. Thank you, Kevin. Let's go to Damien.
Yes, how are you doing, David? I love your work, and I love the passion that you bring to a lot of these issues, especially with the waterboarding. And I really wish Reeves, when he gets a chance to confront Donald Trump, or when Alex gets a chance to talk to Donald, if he does have an access, he should really define the nuances of what he's really explaining. I think Donald, he himself may understand this issue, but I don't think his followers, when they hear it, they're going to understand the nuance of it. And I think he's just using the rhetoric to get at them. So I think that's very dangerous. But the real
I agree. I think he's responding to what he's telling the voters, what the voters want to hear. When you go back and you look at some of these issues, like you look at the trade issue, Donald Trump has been saying the same thing for 30 years. He took out a $100,000 ad page in the New York Times back in 1987, talking about how we're getting screwed with these trade deals. And that's what's going to happen with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He's the best bet we've got to try to shut that down. He also, 25 years ago, was talking in a Playboy interview. He said, hey, you're not going to stop the violence of the drug war until you legalize and control it like you did with alcohol prohibition. Okay, it was violent when you had alcohol prohibition. When you stop that, you got it under control. You still have a drug issue, but you can control it. Now, he hasn't said that. Why? Because the GOP voters don't want to hear that. I think that's what he's doing with the torture as well. Let me give you a real quick. We've got about 20 seconds. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, the only other thing that I want to bring to light is yesterday I came about. Ted Nugent had a Facebook post about how basically a lot of anti-gunners and gun control people happen to be Jewish. And a lot of the response even from the gun community has been the one from our social justice warriors, like fire him, get him off the NRA board.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yes, absolutely. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hang on with those calls. We'll take the people around the line.
Look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her an incredible bouquet of 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $29.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Jones Show. We're going to try to get through as many callers as we can in this next segment. We've got Bob, Jim, Mark in California. Hang on the line. We'll try to get to you. Let's go first to Bob in Michigan. Bob.
Yeah, David. You did a wonderful job. I just want to make one point. I saw the video of what I thought was a provocateur. He claimed to be Ammon Bundy's bodyguard. He was released the very next day after the convoy was stopped.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I think Mark McConnell or something like that. Yeah, he was held only for 2 hours, and he gave an account that conflicted with the testimony of the people in the car.
And I feel that person should be brought up on charges to start exposing them because they had no way out. They had the roadblock. They had him behind. He helped to institute that. I thought it was a travesty.
Yeah, a true tragedy. And you know, when you look at what the police were doing, we had on Infowars.com, you'll find a video that was done by a retired police officer, and he points out that the guys that were shooting LaVoy Finicum, the one guy comes out behind the car that is supposedly this dangerous vehicle. He's standing right behind the car, exposing himself to danger if that vehicle was dangerous. And then the other guy is coming out of the woods, and he's shooting at his own people in the crossfire if he misses LaVoy Finicum. Absolute chaos and idiocy. I mean, it was Keystone Cops at the very best. But then after, you know, ignoring this car, they go back undercover and then shoot it up as if they were Bonnie and Clyde. It's absolutely, absolutely amazing. Thank you, Bob. Let's go quickly to Jim in Connecticut. Jim.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing okay. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to say what Alex talked about earlier, how we need to get involved, start working for elected positions, start interviewing people. That's what we all really need to do. What I like to do is I like to call my local AM radio show. It's just there's local early shows in the morning. They just talk about nonsense, you know, geopolitics. And I like to get on there and, you know, talk to your audience, the host on the show.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it, call in radio shows. I used to do that. As a matter of fact, that's how Lionel got his start in talk radio down in Florida. He used to call in so many times. He's a regular caller. So yeah, I would listen to it, and I would get so upset, I would just have to call in to the local talk show. That's a very important thing. It's all on education, you know, and that's when I look at this whole situation in Oregon, I feel like, and that was what was really dangerous. They were going to talk to 400 people. That's when they had to stop them. It's the education that is more dangerous than anything else. They don't care as long as they're staying up there, you know, in a remote refuge away from everybody. But they got dangerous when they're going to go talk to a meeting of 400 people about what really could be done. Thank you, Jim. Let's go to Mark in California, KOMY. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, can I say hi to that listener on Union Ave in San Jose who I asked to tune in to KOMY 1340 to follow me?
Consider it done.
And
go
I
ahead.
Told him, hey, yeah, okay. You know, I told him there's this guy that on the radio right now that's 10 times better than whoever's in second place. And if all the listeners would do this, you know, I'm telling you the truth, David. Before I begin, I'm looking up near death of foster child. I swear to God Almighty, on Friday's broadcast with Kathleen Willey, I told 100 people probably to tune in to KOMY 1340. That poor woman was raped by Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
The love of God is watching you, Bill.
Yeah.
And they came over to her house, okay, and threatened to murder her and her kids for crying out loud. We, as Christians, we need to start praying to God. I'm telling you, to pray,
yes.
Pray to the Lord God like we never have before. And this.
Oh, yeah, this country has become like Rome. You know, they talk about Washington as being Rome on the Potomac. That's quite literally true. They talk about Kathleen Willey. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Roger Stone has announced that he's going to set up a super PAC. They're going to call it the Rape Super PAC. And Kathleen Willey is going to be a spokeswoman as well as many others. Stay with us for the fourth hour. We'll have Anthony Gucciardi and Dr. Group. And then tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.